Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Here in Massachusetts, elected officials have made clear where they stand on a Supreme Court nominee. And as WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports now, some of their November challengers are also speaking up.
Republican attorney Kevin O'Connor, who is challenging Democratic Senator Ed Markey in November, is blunt about how the U.S. Senate should move forward.
They should do their job.
O'Connor says that means as soon as President Trump nominates a successor, the Senate should hold hearings and vote.
I don't think it's a good idea ever to have an even number of Supreme Court justices. We have a vacancy. There's ample time to conduct an appropriate hearing and to make a decision.
O'Connor wasn't in office in 2016 when the Republican-led Senate refused to consider President Barack Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland. But O'Connor says he probably would have said the same thing that he's saying today. The man he's trying to replace in Washington, Ed Markey, tweeted that Senate leader Mitch McConnell should follow the precedent that he set 4 years ago and let the election take place first. On Sunday, Markey told progressive organizers and activists that blocking Trump's ability to add another conservative to the court is essential.
Think about it. This Supreme Court justice might, in fact, vote on whether or not Donald Trump gets seated, perhaps in a 5-4 vote, as fraudulent activity is engaged in.
Markey went farther, tweeting that if Democrats regain power, they must abolish the filibuster and expand the Supreme Court. According to the Washington Post, that annoyed members of Joe Biden's team, who saw it as pushing too far and causing potential problems for Democrats just before the election. Outgoing Congressman Joe Kennedy, who failed in his primary bid to oust Markey, agreed with his former rival. He tweeted, "If McConnell holds a vote in 2020, we pack the court in 2021. But Julie Hill, the Republican running to replace Kennedy in the House, says the Republicans are right.
The president has a constitutional duty to nominate a new justice. And then the Senate, they'll decide whether they'll fully vet or vote for that nominee before the election or defer to a later date. Constitutionally, I think it's the right thing to do. I almost feel like you have to do it."
But a very different view from Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who condemned Senate Leader McConnell for pushing for a nomination fight right before the election.
"This is the last gasp of a corrupt Republican leadership that doesn't reflect the views of the majority of our people or our values as a country."
Republican Governor Charlie Baker is siding with most Democrats on this, saying Americans should vote before the president nominates a new justice. The governor tweeted, "The Supreme Court is too important to rush and must be removed from partisan political infighting." That's Baker's hope, but it appears unlikely that will happen. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.